Hello.
Hello.
And I'm calling from FIU, Florida International University. We're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. To begin, let me ask you, is your home a single-family home, a townhome, an apartment or condominium, or a manufactured or mobile home?
Single. With a pool, by the way.
Thank you. And do you own or rent your home?
No.
So do you own it or do you rent? Okay.
Own it. Buy it. None.
And please tell me, in what year was your home built?
To be honest with you, I have no idea because I didn't live here when that happened.
Okay, that's fine then. And how many years
probably three years ago, but whatever.
Oh, 3 years ago, that would be in 20...
30.
Oh, okay. Jesus. Thank you.
God.
Let me just check.
What?
Just a moment. So that would be 30 years ago?
Yeah, 30, yeah.
Thank you. So around 1994?
Approximately, yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much.
I don't know, give or take a year, I... What?
Okay, that's fine. Now, have any upgrade modifications have been made to the property? Like roofing upgrades, impact windows, drainage upgrades, structural upgrades or raised home, or no upgrades made?
I didn't get it.
Yes, have any upgrade modifications have been made to the property? Like roofing upgrades, impact windows, drainage upgrades,
yes.
Structural upgrades?
Yes.
Which one?
Several. Roof, windows, doors, storm doors. What do you want?
Okay, that's fine, thank you. Now, how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
I think we've been here about 18 years, maybe.
Thank you. Now, have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? A tropical storm, yes or no?
Well, yeah, all you got to do is live here for a couple of years, it happens, yeah.
Then a Category 1 hurricane?
Not on this property.
A Category 2 hurricane?
No.
A Category 3 hurricane?
No. Okay.
Save
me some time.
Hurricane?
What?
And a Category 4 hurricane?
Jesus. No.
And a Category 5 hurricane?
No.
Thank you. Now, can you tell me the name or the year of the tropical storm? If you don't remember, a ballpark is fine.
Of the what?
Can you tell me the name or the year of the tropical storm?
The name of the year, yeah. We've lived here, 20 years, and it happens about every 3 years. So pick a number.
Yes, I cannot choose for you.
That's a stupid question.
I cannot choose for you, so I will need the year. At least
what?
Of the latest one.
Repeat that slowly so I can understand
yes.
What you're saying.
About the tropical storm, can you tell me the year?
Oh, good Lord. Yeah. There's been five or six or whatever. No, I don't. They're bad storms, put it that way. they're not fun.
And what about the latest that you experienced, the tropical storm that you experienced?
It's been a couple of years.
An estimate?
A what?
Can you give me an estimate?
An estimate about what?
About the year of the tropical storm.
No, No, there's too many of them. I don't count.
Okay,
that's
fine. We've
got another one coming.
Have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
Not so far.
And how vulnerable do you feel to damage from hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Vulnerable.
Is that extremely, somewhat, or not too vulnerable?
Medium. Whatever medium is. ABC, medium. 1, 2, 3, medium, 2.
Thank you. And if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare?
I'd get my butt out of the pool and I'd dry off and run inside and shut all storm windows. We have storm windows for storms.
Mm-hmm.
Special windows.
Thank you very much. Now, when would you begin to prepare for your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued, when a hurricane warning is issued, or your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours?
Number two. Depends on where it goes, how close it is, whatever. I don't know.
Thank you. And considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not at all certain?
Somewhat certain.
Thank
Depends
you.
On how close it is. You know, how can you answer that question? That's stupid. If it hits right here, we're dead. If it goes by, whatever, that's a stupid question. Excuse me, it's not your fault, but...
I understand. So please select your top three sources of information. Is it internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspaper or print media, friends and family, social media like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram,
TV.
TikTok, or YouTube?
TV. TV and radio, both.
And the third one, what would it be?
What?
Newspaper or... The third one, from your top three sources of information, the third one, what would it be? Newspaper
what
or print media?
Be?
Friends and family, social media or WhatsApp? Or internet sources other than social media?
Other than social media, yeah, right. Your media. I have a hurricane. Never mind, I'm just joking. Radio, TV, whatever you want to call it. Broadcast.
And the third one? Your third source of information? Is
yeah,
that what
it's okay.
Say?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Now, on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared and 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
4 or 4.5? 4.
Now, have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or storm? Cost of insurance, loss of income or employment, cost of housing, transportation costs, cost of childcare, property taxes, or cost of food and other essentials?
Housing.
Any other?
No, we have deep freezes and 2 refrigerators and in the way in the closets.
Thank you. Now, is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
Nope. So far, it's high and dry.
Yeah.
Oh, the pool fills up if it rains real hard. I'm just kidding.
Now, when would you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued, if a hurricane warning is issued, if a Category 3 or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, if emergency
Let me answer your question. None of the above. I'm going to stay here.
So probably never?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Thank you. And if you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter? To the house of a nearby family or friend? Another location within the state? As far as possible to another state? Or you would not leave under any circumstances?
I guess not leave. My next door neighbor's got a basement. We'd go over there.
Thank you. Now, how many vehicles are available in the household? I'm sorry, how many?
Two. One, two.
Thank you. Now, what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
I'd have to get it up. I don't know. I'd have to get out and read it. I don't know. I don't take care of it. My secretary does.
Okay, that's fine. Now, how confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? I am certain I could come up with a full $2,000. I could probably come up with a $2,000. I could probably not come up with a $2,000. I am certain I could not come up with a $2,000.
It's $2,000, no problem. I'll write you a check right now.
So is that I am certain
$2,000.
I could come up
with $2,000 right now. You can have the money.
So you
it's
are certain
bank.
You could come up with a pool. Okay. Thank you. Now, how has your home insurance rate changed in the last year?
None.
Has it?
No change.
No, it remained the same. And what about how has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 to 3 years back?
Slightly higher, a little bit.
Slightly higher. And what about the 3 to 5 years back?
3 or 5 years back, I hey, nice lady. I got no idea. I don't know. My secretary keeps track of it.
And how has your home insurance rate changed in the last 5 to 10 years back? As it decreases,
they're slightly higher.
Slightly higher. Would that be like 1 to 10% or over 10%?
Under. This is crazy.
So was it on from 1 to 10%?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, as a result of this increase, what action did you take? Did you change insurance provider, increase amount of deductible, decrease coverage?
I have no intention of doing that. I've been with the same insurance company for 25, 30 years. No change. Whatever.
Now, if you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? The 100% or I want to be insured for the full replacement value? 80%
full replacement value. Full replacement value.
And which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and home ownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, I would not move from my home.
Not move.
Thank you. And in recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off?
No.
Thank you. And if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? Federal government, state government, local government, or government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
No interference from the government. None. Zero. None.
Thank you.
Right.
Now, on a scale, thank you. Now, on a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced?
Do we repeat that, please? I missed that.
Yes. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced?
I'm not sure I understand that, but who?
Thank you. And how much confidence do you have that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
Hurricane what?
Hurricane risk.
Hurricane risk?
Yes.
Good Lord, it depends on what, where and how big the hurricane is. I don't know, pick one, two, three, four, whatever. I don't care. Really, I don't know.
Yes, I cannot choose for you. So how much confidence do you have that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
Okay, well.
Between two or three or four, where do you fall?
Three.
Okay, thank you. And how much confidence do you have that new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
New development?
New developments take into account hurricane wind risk.
I don't understand the question. I'm sorry. I just.
How much confidence do you have that new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
Hurricane wind risk. I don't know. Three.
Thank you. And how much confidence do you have that new developments take into account flood risk?
Three.
And how much confidence do you have that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
Not strict enough. Not enough.
And on a scale of 1 to 5?
2.
Thank you very much. Next, and before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Now, and next, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida, and do you think your property or finances will be affected? And we have a scale. Yes, I believe it is happening, and I will be affected. Yes, I believe it is happening, but I do not know if I will be affected. Yes, I believe it is happening, but I will not be affected. No, I do not believe it is happening, or I don't know if it is happening.
Yes, affected. Number one.
Number one. Thank you. And would you consider selling your home in the private market or as part of a government buyout program, or neither?
A government? I don't understand. Government market. What?
Yes. Would you consider selling your home in the private market as a part of a government buyout program, or neither?
No. Private.
Thank you. And if the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? Increase income tax, increase property taxes, increase both income and property taxes.
Jeepers. Number one.
Number one. And most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters or 33 feet above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely concerned, moderately concerned.
Zero. None. Zero. None. No, I can. I live on a hill. Good Lord, you know, it would flood all of Florida.
Thank you. Now, when you purchased your home, related to the last question, which characteristics were the most important? Was it neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to other family, or proximity to job?
Good Lord. I don't know. Pick one. I moved down here and didn't pay any attention to it. I don't know. Pick one. Three.
I cannot, You can select up to two, up to three out of the list, and I cannot choose for you. Do you need them again?
Okay. Yes.
Now, when you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important? Was it neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate?
Taxes and fees. Taxes and fees. That was it. Taxes and fees.
And the next one, what would it be? Proximity to other family, proximity to job.
The second one, yeah. No family.
Proximity to job? To family, okay. Thank you. Yeah. And the third one?
Okay.
Was it neighborhood, school, crime, price, walkability, insurance rate, flood zone, or proximity to job?
Insurance.
Insurance. Thank you very much. Now, how long do you plan living on in your current address? Less than a year, between 1 to less than 3 years, between 3 to less than 5 years, between 5 to less than 10 years, between 10 to less than 20 years, or more than 20 years?
More. Last number.
Thank
more.
You. Thank you. Now, finally, I just have a few general background questions and we will be finished. Now, could you please tell me your age? Are you between 18 and 34, 35 and 54, 55 and 64, or 65
yes.
or older? Oh, which one?
Next and the last one.
Okay, thank you. What is your gender?
Pardon me?
What is your gender?
My gender? Last time I checked, it was me, male.
Thank you. And including yourself, how many people live in your household?
Two people and two dogs.
Thank you. And how
and a
many
cat.
People are under? Thank you. Now, how many people are under 12 years old?
None. Zero.
And how many people are 65 or older?
Two.
Thank you. What is your marital status? Single, never married, married or living with a partner, widowed, divorced, or separated?
Married.
Thank you.
Completely
and
married.
Of- Thank you.
The what?
Now, what is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household? Less than high school? High school.
Let's see, my wife is a school teacher, so that's four, but I went another year for 5 years.
Oh, was it college graduate or graduate degree?
Yes, graduate.
Okay, thank you. Are you Hispanic or Latino descent?
Not yet.
If that's the case, what racial groups do you identify yourself with? White or Caucasian, Black or African American, Asian, Native American?
I think I'm white. Last
Thank
time I
you.
Checked,
and
I was.
What... Thank you. Now, what language is most often spoken in your home?
Is what?
What language is most often spoken in your home?
Well, depends on who's calling me names, but usually English.
And finally, please tell me which is the income range of your household. Is it under 20,000, 20,000 to less than 30,000, 30,000 to less than 50,000, 50,000 to less than
70,000? We're retired. Go 35.
Okay, thank you very much. And these were all the questions I had. So thank you very much for your responses, sir, and have a nice evening.
I appreciate you. Your sense of humor, you're a nice girl. Thank you.
Thank you.
Right,
have
bye-bye.
A wonderful day.
Bye.
All right. I don't know what's going to happen.